Jake's Minshew here.
Baseball has started calling strikes on tobacco. Major League stadiums are enacting new guidelines to knock tobacco out of their parks, specifically smokeless tobacco, which contains at least 28 known carcinogens and wreaks havoc on your mouth.
So the next time you get that craving inside or outside the ballpark, pack up a healthy alternative instead. Jake's Minshew, made of organic mint. Jake's is non-nicotine, tobacco-free, and will help you turn over a new leaf.
Mint!
Available at jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Also in pouches.
Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse, renterswarehouse.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center today.
Prizes. Win big now through June 11 at your new Menards store in Homewood.
Save big money at Menards.
Professional.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon just after 2 o'clock. And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Chicago Wolves season tickets feature great seat locations, discounts on tickets and parking, access to the team, and other exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We're live at Wrigley Field. We're a little bit over 5 hours from now. The Cubs and the Marlins go at it again. The Cubs trying to improve on their current four-game winning streak. Jake Arrieta, 5-4. He'll be on the mound for the Cubs. And left-hander Jeff Locke will go for the Marlins. He's got a record of 0-0. Meanwhile, Joe Maddon was on with Parkins and Spiegel earlier today, and he says at least when it comes to Kyle Schwarber, patience is the key.
In these situations, you just got to simplify things, remind guys of how good they are, be patient. All those are the key words right now, because it happens. It just happens to a lot of good young players. Kyle's going through it right now. When he comes out the other side, man, heads up. He's gonna take off with the fury.
Meanwhile, as for the White Sox, they'll try and snap their five-game losing skid. They're on the road again, this time down in Tampa Bay. Jose Quintana will try and improve on his poor 2-7 record with his 5.60 ERA. Chris Archer, former Cub, goes for the Rays this evening. Meanwhile, the American League All-Star balloting has been updated. The three outfielders leading positions right now: Aaron Judge, he's the leading vote-getter overall for the Yankees. He's overtaken Mike Trout. Trout will not be able to play in the game due to injury. Michael Brantley of the Indians is third. And as for the White Sox, Avisail Garcia, he's 75,000 votes behind Brantley. He's currently the fifth vote-getter in the outfield. Third to first, Miguel Sano of the Twins, Francisco Lindor of the Indians, Jose Altuve of the Astros. He's overtaken Starlin Castro. At first base, Miguel Cabrera. Behind the plate, Salvador Perez from the Royals. And the DH currently is Nelson Cruz of the Mariners. Pro basketball, the NBA Finals resume tomorrow night in Cleveland. Golden State leading that series 2-0. Meanwhile, Cavaliers coach Tyronn Lue says no lineup changes for Game 3. J.R. Smith will still start at shooting guard. And in pro football, the New York Jets have released veteran linebacker David Harris 10 years in the league. Swedish holiday, American spirit, that's Volvo's midsummer sales event, and it's happening now at your local Volvo dealer. Get up to $4,500 on a new Volvo vehicle of your choosing. Come in to learn more. This scoreboard update brought to you by U.S. Waterproofing. Searching for a solution to the seepage in your basement? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. Also, the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast is this evening, beginning at 6:30. Mark Grody's award-winning pregame show, that's prior to the game against the Marlins, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz & Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
How did Hank Williams Jr. get this gig back, and who was clamoring for it?
Are you ready for the football?
We're going to bring that back, right?
Oh, yeah.
How about that whole deal?
He's back. If you forget why he was dismissed, or one of the reasons why he was dismissed, Chris Tannehill, refresh their memory, please.
In the country this shape is in, the shape this country's in, I mean.
That too.
You know, they're the enemy. They're the enemy.
Who's the enemy?
Obama and Biden. Are you kidding? The Three Stooges.
That's only
the
two.
One that Hank Williams Jr. is back after 6 years.
Are you ready for some football?
You must be Hank Williams Jr.
Please call me Bo Zevis.
All right, Bo Zevis.
They sent him off into the hinterlands, and he came back with a new song.
Let's get some levels.
Are you ready for some football? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I don't know if he's got a new song.
I don't want a new song.
I don't know if he's got a new song or what.
I sing music for working people. I know it ain't the most sophisticated stuff in the world, but it comes from the heart.
That's all I'm trying to do in my own kind of awkward way is bring people together.
You know, you guys are all right.
Are you ready for the football?
Yes.
We're ready for the football.
I think that's a keeper.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Yep, he's back. Enjoy.
Chris Farley?
He is not back.
Gonna bring that back?
We're gonna bring that back. How about that whole thing? That old deal. Yeah. Here's your Cubs lineup for tonight, the 7:05 start here on The Score against the Miami Marlins. John Jay is your leadoff hitter and your left fielder. Chris Bryant is batting second. He's at third. Anthony Rizzo at first. Wilson Contreras, cleanup hitter and catcher. Jason Hayward bats fifth. He's in right. Albert Elmora Jr. is in center after two hits last night, including a home run. Javier Baez, the starting second baseman. Jake Arrieta will bat eighth. Addison Russell will bat ninth.
All right, we'll dissect some of that Joe Maddon tape from earlier today with the Spiegel and Parkin show, because he copped to some mistakes that were made with one Kyle Schwarber and how he felt when he put him in number seven and how he felt last night. He said he shouldn't have batted, if I'm not mistaken, if I heard him correctly. But we'll get into that. So there's your Cubs lineup against those Miami Marlins. A lot of Marlins gear in the crowd last night. Not just Marlins, man, but there's a lot of Marlins gear in the crowd last night.
I just realized, too, when I put this shirt on, we're going to the game tonight, and I didn't think that I realized...
It's Bernstein's rooting for the Marlins!
I just happened...
Give yourself a beer bath tonight.
No doubt. Shirt.
Hopefully it's beer. I'm just saying. Yeah, you and I are in the same color wheel, and Shep wore his green shirt today as well.
And did you see I had to retape my broken headphones, and I happened to use like forest green color duct tape here, and it matches everything you got going. Well, you should wear these headphones.
I thought these were gray pants until I got outside the house today and the light hit it, and they're kind of green. So, yeah, that happens a lot in the morning.
Yeah, you look kind of like military. Yeah, like you got the whole Merc thing going. Yeah, like,
well, you know.
Go to work for Blackwater or something.
Well, I'm putting the black back in Blackwater. Say,
better than Whitewater, right? And our guy Shep is wearing his green shirt. And, of course, counterculture Tanny over here. Tough guy Tanny. He's got his all black on, apparently, because this is a day. Right, he's got a green polo on underneath.
It is.
Yeah, we're all in green. And you can watch all our silliness on watch670thescore.com.
Brought to you you by American Needle.
Oh, yeah. See, this is why you're the best in the business. Brought to you by American Needle. It's a true Chicago original. Buy local from American Needle. All right, Dan. When would you say that being a father and experiencing moments became more important than work? When did that happen?
More important? I mean, it doesn't put a roof over your head.
This is why I'm bringing this up.
It doesn't pay the light bill.
Yeah, exactly. You just walk all over to the lights and flick them on and off and say, do you enjoy these, son or daughter or wife or husband? All right, this is from golfdigest.com.
All right.
A petition has been launched at change.org that urges Pacific Ridge School to change the date of its high school graduation to allow Phil Mickelson to compete in the U.S. Open. Mickelson has said he would skip the Open to attend daughter Amanda's graduation from Pacific Ridge. Amanda, the senior class president, is speaking at the ceremony. The petition was started by PGA of America professional Derek Dominski, the director of instruction at 49er Country Club in Tucson, Arizona. Here's the petition beneath the headline: for Phil Mickelson and golf, change the date. It says, dear Pacific Ridge High School, on behalf of golf fans everywhere, yada, yada, yada. Meanwhile, a couple of people have made a similar request of the school via its Facebook page. One noted, quote, it would be terrific to see the school come together for the father of your class president and try and make a difference for a guy who has done so much by giving his time, his money, and his heart to many great causes. Thank you. It doesn't seem likely that it would work, but as they say in school, give them an A for effort. This is the end of the run for him in terms of winning a Grand Slam. He's never won the U.S. Open.
A career Grand Slam.
Yeah, he's been there. He's been close five or six times. He's never won it, but he is skipping this to go and see his little girl walk across the stage and speak as the senior class president. And I was thinking about it. You know, there have been a lot of moments in my life that my father was working through, and I appreciate every bit of the work that he put in to provide for my sister, my mother, and me. And there were games that were missed. Hell, my mother and my grandmother drove me down to college because my dad had a meeting with the partners that day. So, and I wasn't sitting in the back of the car crying. I was thinking about what I was getting ready to go do at school. Oh, you know it at the same damn time.
Yep.
So I'm grateful for everything he instilled in me. And Brendan and I share these kinds of stories because we are sons of foreign fathers. You know, Brendan's dad is from Ireland and my dad's from Belize, and there's certain principles.
My dad's from Omaha. Does that count?
Yeah, that's foreign enough.
Okay.
So I was wondering when it happened, and not just on a sports level, but on a societal level, because I've made the jokes, and you know, Gerard Carmichael has made the jokes too about your grandfather being an awful guy, probably because what you could get away with as a man back in the day, what was thought of as normal, and you know, hell, we're just a couple of decades from on this very station, people talking about the wussification of America and guys being soft when it came to doing certain things or being sensitive or being emotional and all the, like the concept of what it is to be a dad and a man has changed so much over the years. He's not going to catch any grief for this, and rightfully
Mickelson?
So. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Okay. There's a lot.
10, 15 years ago.
There's a lot we need to, right, to sort him. Out
yeah, yeah.
here.
Yeah.
This is an individual sport. This you can't use the argument you're hurting your team.
Okay.
You know, you heard some of the run when Wade Davis of the Cubs went on the paternity list for the 3-day paternity list.
I forgot
he's
about
on
that
now.
Just a couple of days
and
ago,
somebody
yeah.
say, well, wait a second. What if they need to close a game? All the 162 count the same, and you signed this big contract to be the closer, and you're not right, there, and right. somebody else is doing it.
Right.
He's only his own industry, his own brand. Phil Mickelson can do whatever he damn well wants. That it is
KPMG
him,
across
it
that
is,
hat.
It is him. Well, maybe KPMG. I'm sure that's negotiated in. But if it's not, then
that's exposure you're not getting at the U.S. Open.
That's between him and his sponsor. Maybe there's a give back there. Maybe there's right, a make
a rebate.
Good. Maybe there's some yeah, kind of make good right, right. involved there where they add up the potential ad revenue. Or, you know, he could be kicking the ball all over the course and end up not making the cut anyway, where it's not necessarily good advertising for them. And he's not there in the big days where they're drawing the big audience.
He did
anyway.
This during the for the birth of his child, too, because he got back to a tournament in Philly 2 hours before.
I remember that.
Yeah. 2 hours before a tournament, first tee on a Thursday when his child was born. So he's been under the gun. Under the gun for situations like this before. I mean, famously, Daniel Murphy and WFAN. If you don't remember, Boomer Esiason had these things to say.
I always said C-section before the season starts. I need to be at opening day. I'm sorry. This is what makes our money. This is how we're going to live our life. This is going to give my child every opportunity to be a success in life. I'll be able to afford any college I want to send my kid to because I'm a baseball player.
There you go.
And he came out, and they did a whole show. That's just a snippet, but that was a day in sports radio where people around the country are like, yo, did you hear what Boomer, this is a pretty big show too, number one market in the country, number one morning show in the country, did you hear what Boomer said, and Carton jumped on there as well, and I enjoyed their work, but
I didn't even know that there was such a thing as paternity leave.
Mike Francesa, like that station went in that day. Daniel Murphy, second baseman for the Mets, is by his wife's bedside while his baby's coming and he's missing a game.
I think it's a great change. I think it's a great positive evolution that it's okay. That said, do what you think is right.
And what you and your wife have discussed.
Yeah. I never have a problem in this position as a radio talk show host telling people what I think they should do. I don't pretend that I don't do
No.
that. But this is a case where it's very personal. And I can understand the dedication that one has to one's work responsibility. And a lot of us were raised with that. Be where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there.
That's it.
And or as many have said, showing up is 99% of success. That eventually, if you just keep showing up to something, good things happen.
My dad told me all you have to do is be reliable. The talent part will take care of it.
Be on time. Yep. Be on time. Be reliable. Mm-hmm. Be where you're supposed to be when you're supposed to be there. That's how it was phrased to me. The question is, what defines where you are supposed to be? And I think it's very personal. I think it has to do with your relationship with. What is understood, and it's
did your daughter say, Dad, go ahead, man, this is a big moment for you, I'm going to graduate another time or a couple more times?
I did go to her eighth grade graduation, which was a bigger deal because she went K-8. So it was when
the whole journey.
That's the whole time. from toddler to right. to an adult almost. Yeah. And it's at one school, so you really felt the weight of that. Mm-hmm. And I just sort of sat there and cried in my hands and said, where did 8 years go? Yeah. And I'm immensely proud of her, but holy crap, it seems like yesterday that she was on the playground with the kindergartners, and now she's getting on the brown line and going to high school. So do I want to put myself through the misery? that's really the truth of it that nobody will say, is that if you're really conscious of the short time here on this planet that we're renting these meat sacks, that... It's awful. All you do is sit and you just say, oh, God, where's the time gone? It's like all somebody needs to do is start playing Sunrise Sunset and fiddle around the
roof. You feel death coming.
And that's always my mother's rule. At any wedding, bar mitzvah, anything in which she can have any possible influence, all she asks is no playing of Sunrise Sunset. Because she feels it is evil and completely manipulative and makes any conscious person feel like crap.
And then she makes tuna salad.
And egg salad.
Egg salad.
As long as that's passed along, she's immortal. So it does the egg salad recipe, the tuna salad recipe lies with me. So she's reached some level of immortality in that regard. Because that's what matters. Not raising kids or anything like that.
And it's interesting to me because we've got a lot of tough, guys that listen to sports radio and have for the 25 years this station has been on. And I promise you, some of the same hard-ass dudes that were calling in the early 90s and mid-90s when similar things were going on, it's like, oh, you know what? These soft-ass dudes nowadays, times have changed, and maybe growing has changed them. Oh, maybe it hasn't. Maybe you're still
and
on that.
I'm cool with that. It's okay. If you say, my grandfather worked in streets and sand, and he couldn't be there for this or that because he would have gotten fired. Okay.
And I want my child to have the same void that I had. I want my child to cry himself to sleep just like I did because, damn it, I don't want him or her to be any better than I am. Like, that's the part to me that sticks out. How about this then?
You were talking about it yesterday, like being at your kids' games. There comes a point where you're doing it for you and not for your kid. There comes a point where you're doing it because you feel you have to be there, and
my dad was at work.
It's not necessarily because sometimes the kid doesn't care. Mm. That's really
he's hanging with his friends. Right. It just happens to be an organized situation.
Exactly. Sometimes the kid really doesn't and is happy to tell you how it went.
And you're holding on.
Right. You're like, right. And, hey, and the connection, and you're just trying to validate your connection, and the kid's like, we're cool.
I still matter. I'm more than just, Jace is 5 months old, and I tell Nicole that I am the ATM with chores who also doubles as an Uber. Like, that's how I feel sometimes, where it's like, oh, yeah, here's a check for this. Here's this. He needs this. All right, cool. All right, I got to pick you guys up. This is 5 months in. I can't imagine what 14, 15, and 16 is going to feel like. All right, so, and I wasn't coming down on Phil Mickelson, by the way. I think it's being misconstrued on the text line. It's like, oh, if he wants to do it. No, yeah, I'm totally with that. I am all about being in your child's life as much as you possibly can while taking care of business as well. I don't think Phil Mickelson is going to be going through any financial constraints anytime soon unless the Fed comes after him. Because that situation that he had a couple of years ago.
Maybe he's got something bet on what she's going to work into the speech.
How about this? Vince Carter. Famously, Vince Carter graduating from North Carolina. I believe Toronto was in the Eastern Conference semis at the time. Charles Oakley was a teammate. They were playing Philly, I believe. Were they playing Milwaukee or Philly? I think it was to go to the Eastern Conference Finals to play Philly. And Vince Carter went to his graduation, and I've talked to Sam Mitchell because Sam Mitchell was on that coaching staff about that, and guys were none too happy about Vince leaving his team for such a personal award or acknowledgement.
Jim in Elmhurst, you're on the score. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I got a little comment about Phil playing golf and his daughter. I got to believe his daughter knows her dad wants to play in the U.S. Open. And if I were her, I would say, Dad, go play the U.S. Open. I want you to do it. I don't need you to be here for my high school graduation.
Maybe she did say that.
She's very proud of those four years and being a class president.
I think she would have came out and said that, or that would have been publicized.
We got to put a microphone. Amanda Mickelson, how do you feel about your dad?
Please.
No, I mean, this is obviously a conversation they've had, and of course he's going to take care of his baby.
Carol Stream, here's John. He's on WSCR.
Good afternoon, guys. I'm just an average Joe that's been listening to your radio station from day one.
Thank you.
When you guys brought this up, I actually shed a tear because it brought back a bad memory of me volunteering to work overtime and missing my son's first T-ball game ever after playing, practicing with him, getting him ready, and he comes home with a smile on his face and says, Dad, I got a hit, and I missed it. 26 years later, we'll talk about it. And, guys, I'm telling you, like Dan says, it goes fast. My kids are 36, 26, and 25. And just looking at everything you do with them just makes you feel good as a father, but don't miss stuff, man, because it hurts. And
thank you for sharing.
I don't want to get emotional about it.
That's all right.
No, it's all good, okay. John. It's all good.
No worries.
Real men cry, brother. Thank you for sharing that, John. And that's it. That's a guy 36 years later who still thinks about that.
This segment's been brought to you by Taco Bell. The only thing better than a chip is a chip made out of crispy marinated all-white meat chicken dipped in nacho cheese sauce. Introducing the deliciously dippable naked chicken chips from Taco Bell. You know, it's funny you said that on my son's house league baseball team, there is an older kid, 11-year-old kid, you rarely see this, who is playing organized baseball for the very first time. Mm-hmm. Most of these kids came up playing T-ball since they were five, right? And this is the end of their career. And this, they go on to high school and that, whatever. Sure. And this terrific young kid, really, and he just apparently told his dad, I want to play baseball on a team. And the dad said, okay. And we're in our, seventh game. He got his first hit in the last game.
That was pretty awesome.
It's the coolest thing. So he knew it. Everybody's going crazy. We go get the ball. We make sure, gets the ball at the end. Took a picture. I was keeping the official scorebook. So the dad takes a picture of the actual annotation that says hit, with the line to first base and the whole thing. And it wasn't even my kid.
Right, right.
It wasn't even my kid. I'm just like, this is awesome. Because for travel ball, you're playing real ball. And it's competitive and it's all, did you win? Did you lose? How'd you play?
Those innocent moments every once in a while.
Yeah. It was still there. Even at the Wells Majors for the 11 and 12 year olds. It was one of those. And it was so cool.
That's pretty fresh.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
That kid just got his first hit.
That's why this is done this way. This is why.
And his dad
fun.
Was there.
It's fun for those new fun moments. Even if you feel like, all right, we got to do this again today. I got to drive over here like that. Those kind of moments are like power pellets for, I'm sure, sports dads like yourself.
Right? Yeah, it's so much fun. Or like, there's a lot of kids starting hockey later because they just started to skate later and right. Like, okay, I want to play hockey. It was the same thing with the first kid. He was just, there was a scramble in front of the net and the puck's sitting right there. The goalie's down and doink, and he puts it right in. But a goal's a goal.
It's pretty fresh.
So, you know, run around, you get the puck, you give, you know, you, then the, you get the silver Sharpie out there, and he surprises his kid with it, and it's like, that's everything. That's all of it. That's all of it. That's beyond the scoreboards and everything else. And if somebody feels they want to be there for that, be there for it.
Yeah.
Be there for it. It's okay.
Yeah. And for the people who, you know, can't be there because they have to work. I mean, you got camera phones and all those things these days. It's not the same, but yeah, it's funny. My uncle and I made promises to each other when he had his son Sean, because our fathers, you know, raised the same way in terms of expressing themselves or not expressing themselves and working to the, you know, their fingers to the bone and trying to do everything you can for a family and being a provider instead of a nurturer, so to speak. And we promised each other when we had kids that we would be as involved or more involved than anybody else in the family had ever been. And he's done that to a T, and his kids are awesome. And I just hope to walk in those footsteps. So, yeah, man, hearing those stories from guys like John and hearing your story as well. And a lot of the guys who are listening right now, I know Father's Day is next weekend. But, yeah, man, that's cool stuff. And I think this Phil Mickelson story is kind of cool as well.
Yeah, it's real stuff. Hey, I know we're going to talk basketball with Jared Greenberg at 3:00. But when we come back, I want to try to zoom out from the whole Jimmy Butler summit meeting here. And I can't say it's going to paint an optimistic Bulls picture, but I got to figure out what these moving parts, the directions in which they're moving, because I'm really struggling with it. Maybe you can help me. So we'll try to get to the bottom of that on the score.
MVP Chris Bryant talks Cubs with Bernstein and Goff Thursday at 2 on the score.
The toughest part about playing is just the pressure you put on yourself to perform. Man, I want to be better than I was last year. In my situations, it's tough to do that.
Chris Bryant with Bernstein and Goff on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute. You might have missed it because it happened very late Saturday night in Anaheim, but Albert Pujols is now the ninth man in baseball history to have hit 600 home runs. Perhaps because he played in the steroid era, perhaps because he's quiet, perhaps because the Angels have only played 3 postseason games since he signed a $254 million 10-year contract in 2012, Pujols has been overlooked by many as a true superstar. He now has 1,859 RBIs, 13th on the all-time list, and is likely to become the fourth man to reach 2,000 career RBI. Even though his batting average has dropped considerably in recent years, he's a career 308 hitter. He is, quite simply, one of the best hitters the game has ever seen. And at 37, he's not done. I'm John Feinstein.
People Magazine calls Megan Levy inspiring.
That dog saved my life.
Elle raves. It packs a punch.
He's not your dog. He's a Marine Corps dog.
It's heartfelt.
I'm trying to bring him home.
Megan Levy. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Starts June 9th.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Clearing out furniture? Free. Ripping out old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. No hidden fees, just free installation on carpet $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. See HomeDepot.com for details. Offer ends June 7th.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver. Multicar. Paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm rapper, actor, model Lil Dicky, and I'm here to talk to you guys today about a pretty glaring issue within our society, and that's condom usage. Guys, I think we've gotten pretty laissez-faire about wearing condoms, and to be honest, I find it disgusting. People are having unprotected sex without even batting an eye. It's insane. It doesn't make one shred of sense to me. How can you even enjoy it? I'd be so stressed out the whole time. I won't bore you guys with the stats, but just know that STDs and unintended pregnancies are very real, and there's nothing better than peace of mind, and that's what a Trojan can provide you, the pleasure of protection. So be an adult and put a condom on.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
Is there ever a scenario where you have too many guys that need to play?
You're absolutely right on. We have a roster right now that you'd like to play guys more often, but there's not as much room. I mean, you only get to play eight without the DH.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Joe Maddon. What's the solution then if you've tried everything?
We just keep talking. I really do believe in our guys. I anticipate a nice surge coming up relatively soon. They can't care any more than they care.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. The Score's Danny Parkins.
My favorite Chicago sports memory is going to the clinching game for the Bulls' fourth title on Father's Day. Seeing Jordan win his first title after his dad had been killed with my dad on Father's Day is a sports moment that will never be topped.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Good Lord, David Ross is annoying.
The ovation that he got on Friday just for standing up was ridiculous. Like, you think that Ryan Sandberg and Hawk Dawson and all those dudes rolled into one stood up. Now look up, it's David Ross all dressed in black. This guy is an icon now.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
It's always a joy to talk to Rick Hahn, the White Sox general manager, Luis Robber. It's just great to see you guys steal what amounts to maybe the number one pick in the draft.
This is a type of talent that would be very much in the mix at the top of the draft, if not considered the first pick in the country.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Talk Cubs with the Cubs on The Score. Listen to former Cy Young Award winner Jake Arrieta.
No hitter for Arrieta.
And MVP Chris Bryant.
Bryant cracks one in the air. He's hit another one.
Exclusively live on The Score once a week with the Bernstein and Golf Show. Arrieta and Bryant. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
White Plains, New York.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, 2:32. And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Chicago Wolves season tickets. They feature great seat locations, discounts on tickets and parking, access to the team, and other exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We're live at Wrigley Field, where the wind is again blowing in today and tonight. But that didn't bother either Chris Bryant or Albert Almora last night, as they both hit home runs. And the Cubs' win streak stands at 4. And tonight, it will be Jake Arrieta against the Marlins' Jeff o'clock. Joe Maddon has John Jay leading off tonight. He will be in left field. Wilson Contreras in the cleanup spot, of course, behind the plate. Elmora back in center field, and Javier Baez will play second base. As for the White Sox, their losing skid stands at 5. Tonight, they're down in Tampa Bay with Jose Quintana facing Chris Archer. Switching to pro basketball, the NBA Finals resume tomorrow with Game 3, and Cleveland coach Tyronn Lue says he's not making any lineup changes. That means that J.R. Smith remains in the starting 5. Golden State, meanwhile, a perfect 14-0 this postseason, which has led to the debate of them against the 95-96 Bulls squad. And B.J. Armstrong on CBS Sports Radio this morning, he gave his 2 cents worth.
I don't think you can really compare, because if that teams or those teams played in today's era, they weren't constructed to play that way, the way the game is played today. But I also don't think that the Warriors were that team wasn't put together to play in the 90s.
And in pro football, the Bears held another OTA practice up in Lake Forest today. We'll hear from Mitch Trubisky. That's coming up at 3 o'clock. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes, manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site. That's Indeed.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk. Also, the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast is this evening. It begins at 6:30. With Mark Grody's pregame show prior to the game right here at Wrigley against the Marlins, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by DRF Trusted Property Solutions, the water experts.
Got a water heater problem?
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Control that.
Right.
It's like I signed however long I did with the Bulls, and what they decide to do is what they decide to do. I love it there. But like I always say, whatever organization I play for is always going to get my all every single night, and I'm fortunate enough for it to be the Chicago Bulls right now.
I'm confused. I'm often confused, but there's a lot of things going on.
So many weeks of butlerlessness. Now we got to start the machines up again.
Butler machine.
Phony machine.
Yeah, he talks out of both sides of his mouth.
Dude, I've been telling y'all this for 3 years now.
And the problem is, I don't think the Bulls know what they want to do.
No.
They've been dithering now to drive down the guy's value. It just all seems too late. Whatever this is, it's too damn late. And you had the whole optics of, are you going to meet him in L.A.? Or are you going to meet him here? And they didn't fly out to L.A. They waited until he happened to be here, and they coordinated their schedules. I think there's some
stupid game of chicken.
If there's some symbolic significance to the fact that they didn't fly out to kiss his ring. Mm-hmm. They didn't fly out
to... It was supposed to be the first week after the season
was
over.
But they waited until he was going to be back here.
We've got meetings here, Jimmy.
Right. Well, there's meetings, so come and have these meetings. And he came here. So... The problem I have with Butler is he talks about, oh, I love the Bulls, I love it here. And then privately, he talks about not having a chance to win a championship. Now, also part of that is the fact that he's in line to get superstar, super max money. If he makes another third team All-NBA,
yes,
and the media votes him onto this team, yes, and he plays the narrative and plays the role of star, and he's due. If he remains a Bull...
If he goes crazy on all those TNT Thursday nights where the national media can see him.
If he remains a Bull, it does not go with him if he's traded. It only goes with you. This mm-hmm. particular thing only goes with you in a trade if you're on your rookie deal. He's not on his rookie deal. So... He would be in line for 5 years and $247 million instead of 5 years and $200 million. So it's like an extra $50 million total that he would get if he remains a Bull. But he's not a good enough player to buy himself. His very presence is not enough to ensure title contention.
No.
Even though he's been a multiple-time All-NBA player, he's just not... He's in a slot here. He's in this slot where he's good enough to get paid like a star that's a win-because-of-star.
Right.
He's just not, though. And everybody knows he's not. I don't know if he knows he's not. So the Bulls say, oh, we like Jimmy, but we have to do what's best for the organization. Meanwhile, he's 28. He was tired as hell at the end of last year, half hurt and half wanted to quit. And the whole team was like, we're done. Let's end this thing. And it's the second time they quit on a playoff series in 3 years.
They enjoy doing that.
That's their thing. They love quitting in a playoff series. So I don't know what the Bulls really want. It's all too late. And from Jimmy's perspective, do you really want to win a title? Because if you want to win a title, it may cost you $47 million.
Yeah.
It really might.
You get into that Carmelo Anthony zone.
You're talking about a guy under contract now. They're having all these conversations. He's not a free agent. This is a guy under contract who's causing what businesses refer to as heat loss.
Yeah. And it's funny because Paul George is throwing a lot of salt in Jimmy Butler's, leverage game. Because if Jimmy Butler was the only guy out there, Gordon Hayward, some of these other guys, but it's Paul George and Jimmy Butler. And Jimmy Butler is not as let's face it, Jimmy Butler is a ball-stopping, inefficient star. For everybody in this city who wanted to talk about what Carmelo Anthony was or he wasn't, Jimmy Butler has some similar traits to Carmelo Anthony without having the generational scoring prowess that Carmelo Anthony had for a decade.
Yeah, different
plus.
Pedigree.
Yeah, no doubt. Carmelo Anthony is a guy who falls out of bed and gets you 25 in the best years of his career. Jimmy Butler is a ball stopper. Jimmy Butler is not as efficient as a lot of people would like to make him out to be. So there's certain limitations or limiting factors to him being the guy that takes your team over the top. Now, you got to look around, too. You got a backcourt in Toronto that will never sniff a championship. Ever, ever, ever. Kyle Lowry
and DeMar DeRozan.
Those are two damn good players, right? You got Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, but they're just soft as wet tissue.
They're still terrific players, yes. Right? So if we're talking about great players together or really, really good players together in that Jimmy Butler, ilk, all right? Hell, the guy who I think should win MVP in Russell Westbrook, he's gonna spite everybody and maybe himself by staying in Oklahoma City. It's a good chance that Russell Westbrook won't see a championship if somebody doesn't come jump on his train as well. So what Jimmy Butler has to decide in those conversations with himself and himself only, no agent, nobody else around, am I that dude?
Yeah, what's his long game? And does he believe all the way he carries himself? Does he buy in to him being a true superstar?
Jimmy takes pride in being the hardest working best player on the court that night.
But what sometimes
Jimmy has to do is figure out if he is the best player in a 7-game series when all the lights are on. And the moment you tell yourself you're not is maybe when it gets a little easier for you career-wise, you may be a little less rich, but maybe because nobody's going to say, you know what? That Jimmy Butler took the easy way out. He's not that guy. The heat that Kevin Durant still has on him because of what he did on a professional level.
Then you're not watching that team play if you're still applying heat to him. And not learning your... I'm writing about this tomorrow. I had to learn my lesson from what I said about LeBron James. That this is, he doesn't want the competition, this is too bad. And then when I watched the games, he was still the force of nature that drove that champion.
And I find it fascinating. Like, this is a time in our lives, sporting-wise, where we have told these kids for years and years and years, you're nothing if you don't win championships, and they listen to us.
Yeah, look at Shaq and Barkley doing it every night. They're watching them.
They listen to us. They listen to us. These kids that are on the AAU circuit, they listen to you. They say, damn, I could be great, but unless I win this tournament or unless I win, an NCAA championship or unless I win an Olympic gold or unless I win an NBA championship, I'm going to be Barkley, right? Every kid thinks they're going to be great. So when kids start listening to you.
And that's not good enough. It used to be, hey, I'd be an NBA superstar and have all the money. And
this is where we have to
find. Nobody wants to be Chuck.
We got to find out where we're at, though, as fans. Because there are some fans who are like, yo, I'm here for the fun. Like, my team can win a championship. I'm down with that. But I'm here for the fun. Now, social media has forced you into a place where, one, you can't make a joke. And two, if you think that anything besides a championship is the sum total of why you're watching, then you're not a real fan. These players listen to that.
Everybody's going to get rich. Everybody's going to get paid. Kevin Durant realized, I will not win a championship if I am next to the guy who is trying to go out there and kill people at all times, including me at times. He understood that. LeBron James, 7 years. He understood that. I'm going to get compared to Mike for the rest of my life and go out with maybe one.
The thing is, though,
that's not happening.
This is Jimmy. Jimmy isn't good enough. That's what I'm saying. He doesn't have the on-court power over his circumstances that these other guys
Dan, that's
do.
What I'm, that's the yeah. conversation that needs to happen with Jimmy and Jimmy. Nobody else in the room.
Yeah, both Jimmys need to. Jimmy needs to sit down.
Jimmy needs to sit down in front of the other Jimmy, in front of his aquarium boombox, and say, "Guess what, Jimmy? This ain't for you anymore. You can get 21 and be the second dude. Dwayne Wade, the top five maybe shooting guard of all time, was like, guess what, guys? I have to be the second guy now because that monster just came down here. That guy." That is one of the greatest players of all time, and he got two rings because of it.
Yep, and he's in a perfectly comfortable professional place right now.
The problem is, Jimmy Butler is still in that mode of proving something. It's not a problem, but the reality is, he's in that mode of proving something to himself, and he's going to figure it out by the time he's 31 and he has no value.
This segment brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention diabetics with insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. Get some reaction to this and lead you up to a conversation with Jared Greenberg at the top of the hour. He of NBA TV on the Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, if you're looking to improve libido, energy, and performance, you better pick the right free testosterone booster. Do you want one from a company that also makes toothpaste and tampons? Probably not. Instead, how about a powerful testosterone booster from the brand that thousands of men trust for premium sports nutrition? A supplement focused on one thing. Results. That's what Test X180 Ignite from Force Factor is all about. And today, we're going to prove it. Claim a complimentary bottle right now by texting CHIEF to 202020. Force Factor fuels the hardcore strength training regimens of elite athletes. Their free testosterone boosters are popular at GNC, Bodybuilding.com, Vitamin World, and Amazon.com for good reason. They work. Test X180 Ignite helps burn fat and build lean muscle in the gym. Plus, it increases libido, drive, and confidence, and helps improve physical performance. Get your complimentary bottle today by texting CHIEF to 202020. That's CHIEF to 202020.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
This is 670 The Score, where Cubs history is made.
The Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
The world champion Chicago Cubs are looking to repeat in 2017. Join me, Pat Hughes, and Ron Coomer for all 162 games, including every thrilling moment of the postseason.
The Cubs have done it.
This is the one place you need to be, Cubs fans. Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Cubs fans, can you imagine if you missed this?
Grand slam, Miguel Montero.
Or this.
And Baez drives one in the air. It's got a chance. Cubs win.
Experience every exciting moment of Cubs baseball right here. Because when the Cubs are on The Score, history could be made at any moment.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Visit Studio 41 in Highland Park or Logan Square, where you can choose from hundreds of vanities on display and in stock. Our experienced sales staff will help you select the products you need for the look you want and take it home today. Updating your powder room or remodeling your master bath, Studio 41 showrooms offer a great selection of vanities in a variety of styles from top brands, featuring the bold look of Kohler. To learn more, go to shopstudio41.com.
Mortgages aren't my specialty, but it is for Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team.
They are a bank and still have money to lend. If your current interest is not in the twos, call Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team now. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert Team work hard so you don't have to. If you are looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 773-770-4727 or visit the Home Loan Expert.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Pontiac RV's Summer RV Sale is June 8th through the 11th. See the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in Illinois, all on sale. Featuring new travel trailers and fifth wheels from Coachmen, Forest River, and Keystone RV. Plus huge discounts on motorhomes from Winnebago and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 at exit 201 in Pontiac.
Kids, 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
For details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Everywhere I go, especially here in L.A., everybody's, oh, he's coming to the Lakers. He's in L.A.
Yeah.
That's not...
You're not coming to the Lakers? Why aren't you coming to the Lakers?
Because I love Chicago so very much. They took a chance at me in 2011 with the 30th pick, so I'm forever grateful for that.
Loves Chicago so much, he lives in Los Angeles.
Well, I mean, you know, you want to get away from... where people are screaming your name and
yeah, but this time of year,
you roll up.
This city's so
pretty.
Dude,
summertime shy is the greatest thing in the world, man.
Springtime, summertime, fall. And even now, the winter is kind of like fall.
Yeah, winter's like, meh. Right. Get a little dusting, if that. Bitter cold for about a week. And then,
maybe.
And then we're going to party. Rooftops in this city. This city's pool scene is getting ready to pop off, too, with a lot of these new constructions downtown. A lot of pool parties in a city that is not used to having pool parties. The rooftop scene is jumping now.
I'll never understand pool parties. You're kind of...
Are you black?
You're kind of wet and you're kind of dry. Like, when
have you ever seen the picture of the black pool party with no one in the pool?
Well, I don't want to get... If I'm at a party, and like, okay, put the bathing suit on.
It's a fun time.
Now I'm
jumping
wet,
the pool,
and then I get
drinks.
Out, and then I'm dry again, and like somebody else are getting back in. It's just
too much.
It's too much.
All right, how about rooftops?
The idea of a rooftop is fine because of the views. The views are absolutely beautiful, but
I don't know.
Speaking
the whole pool speaking thing, of, somebody throws somebody in. And,
oh yeah, that's always unfortunate. Then all of a sudden, Dr. Dre goes over to the refrigerator full of 40s, and then you go over to the
super dope manager Jerry Heller is screwing Cube out of his money.
Then you go over to the barbecue pit where the guy's got the gun in his waist.
Yeah, but
that's the nothing but the G thing video that I'm reciting. For some reason, I apologize.
No, but the scene in Straight Outta Compton. If it's that pool party,
well, you pull up in the 6-4, and everything is happening and.
Cruising down the street in my 6-4.
By the way, I'm going to pull this card right now because I found out how long it takes to actually get into this place for. Because, you know, brunch is the only thing that the lady and I can have now that is ours. Everything else is the kids. There's a place in this city where apparently the brunch, because they open up the restaurant's rooftop. Have you ever heard of the Fremont?
Yes.
Okay. Their brunch is on Saturday and Sunday mornings.
Not the Fairmont.
Fremont. Yeah. 6 weeks. Booked up.
Was that next to Ditka's, right?
No. Is it on Hubbard or Illinois, I believe? It's not down there though.
Okay.
It's a place called the Fremont, and I was gonna ask Mitch, because you know Mitch can make anything happen in the world. I'm not even looking for anything for free. I just need a table. I asked somebody and they were like, yeah,
careful.
I booked 6 weeks out in advance. I'm like, ain't no way in hell it's gonna rain in my apartment before I wait 6 weeks to get into anybody's brunch. But I hear it's the truth because they peel the roof back and everybody's having a great time.
Oh, I see. This is a newer place.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. So if you know anybody at the Fremont, tell them to give us a ring-a-ding-ding. I'm going to pay for everything.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not, yeah.
You're not looking for free. Any freebies?
No. Nothing for free at all. No. You could provide some salsa. That'd be dope. But other than that, yeah, I'm good.
This is Rashad on the South Side of the Score. Hello, Rashad.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I love hearing two married men talk about deck parties. It's great in radio.
Yeah,
we gotta talk about it to sort of sublimate our sexual tension.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no doubt about it. I'm tired of reading things about postnatal, you know, non-sex having, man. Come on.
No, it's post-marriage.
The Fremont's on Illinois. The Fremont's on Illinois in happy hour, Dan. Try it out, Mel, dude. Try it out.
I struggle with happy hour, though. By 8 o'clock, I'm
tired.
Done.
Well, yeah, because Dan is trying to smash as many Miller Lights as he possibly can or Coors Lights and then find himself in an Uber back to the crib by 7:30.
A couple glasses of wine, and it's like, it was happy. And then
the hour was happy.
Right.
And that's all you
it
wanted.
It happened to me in Mexico. It's like, you have a bunch of margaritas, and it's like...
Oh, but margaritas will put you down, though, because
the sun
of the sugar,
is barely
man.
Down, and then I ate, and then I'm sleeping.
The sugar puts you down.
All right, go ahead, Rashad.
Sorry about that.
Hey, what's going on, man? But look, I want to ask you a question. On a star rating, 1 to 10, where do you rank Jimmy Butler heading into next year? I just want to know that before I ask the question.
I go 7.5. Some nights an 8.
Dan, if I can ask,
I'd say on balance with his good halves and bad halves, I'd say on balance a 7.
Okay, all right. So, see, I'm different. I'm looking at it as a perspective. His ceilings are 8.5, and I think an 8.5 in the Eastern Conference. Being at the shooting position or on the wing, you can consider him top 3 player in the Eastern Conference.
But that's the thing though. Now, Russell Westbrook and James Harden are top 5 players, and they're not sniffing anything right now because of the Golden State Warriors.
Right, you start talking to Bradley Beal and talk to Chris Middleton.
Yeah, I mean, John Wall was the best player not named LeBron James in the playoffs in the East this year, right?
That is true. But ask yourself, were they really the better team in that series? Yes, they were, and they should have won. But that's here or there. What I'm saying is going forward with the Bulls, looking at the Eastern Conference for the fact, I agree with that. It's too late. Jimmy Butler would have been the greatest player to put instead of Keith Bogans on that Derrick Rose-era team. That's the guy that he should have – that's the perfect guy that they were looking for.
Not
they
Rip Hamilton.
For Jimmy Butler. No.
Yeah, I never thought about it in that context. Had Jimmy come along and developed a little bit earlier, that's a kick-ass team if you sub him out for your starter Keith Bogans running that flex stuff.
Yeah, but healthy Derrick and up-and-coming Jimmy, right? Is that the real deal? I mean, is that going to really work out for you? Healthy Derrick and I'm ready to be here, Jimmy – I don't think that
I don't think that'll work out the way people, you know, might think just because of two overperforming players for their contract at the time.
I will talk NBA Finals with Jared Greenberg of NBA TV. Keep it here. You have WSCR, The Score, the segment brought to you by UPSJobs.com. UPS seeking part-time package handlers in Addison and Palatine, offering $100 in weekly bonuses and up to $25,000 towards education assistance supply at UPSJobs.com. More Hoops Talk next on The Score.
MVP Chris Bryant talks Cubs with Bernstein and Goff Thursday at 2 on The Score.
The toughest part about playing is just the pressure you put on yourself to perform. Man, I want to be better than I was last year. In my situations, it's tough to do that.
Chris Bryant with Bernstein and Goff on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home for the world champion Chicago.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home. Easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Hi, I'm rapper actor model Lil Dicky, and I'm here to talk to you guys today about a pretty glaring issue within our society, and that's condom usage. Guys, I think we've gotten pretty laissez-faire about wearing condoms.